Brett McMurphy, the Action Network, he compiled a list of the most overrated and underrated college football teams based on preseason rankings. Okay. He went back to the inception of the college football playoff. The most overrated and underrated teams compared to the AP preseason rankings and the AP final rankings. Okay. Who would you think is the most overrated team in all of college football based on their preseason rankings?
My first thought was Texas.
Texas. They are top 10.
Yeah.
They are top 10. They come in at sixth on the list.
And then my team.
USC is number two on that list.
Yeah. They had 3 years when they were in the top 10 that they didn't finish in the top 25.
Yikes. Well, they don't hold the candle to Auburn.
Yeah.
Auburn is the most overrated team in college football over the last decade based on their preseason rankings and where they finish in the AP final poll.
They're still carrying a lot of water for Cam Newton, that era.
Yeah, well, and in there is that Gus Malzahn era where the expectations were always high. Look, to be honest,
they were good.
Bo Nix's tenure in Auburn, it was, this is the year, and it never was.
They were good, just not that good.
So the top five are Auburn at number one, USC number two, the Wisconsin Badgers, Paul Chryst era, is number three. Texas A&M is at fourth. I thought that Texas A&M would be higher, but they never were starting at a high point. High. They would always kind of be in that middle range of like the top 25 and always kind of live there.
16.
Yeah, and they would live there. Number five is LSU. Number six, the Texas Longhorns. Number seven, the Oregon Ducks.
Quack, quack.
Number eight, the Oklahoma Sooners.
These next two I thought would be higher.
Yeah, Miami is number nine. Florida State is number 10.
Yeah, I would have thought both those teams would have been higher.
Yeah,
I guess that's a cause of them not being up higher to begin with.
Well, and I think with both of those two teams, if you're only judging this off the preseason and the final polls, both they make sense when you think Miami and Florida State would always have a win early where Miami's back. This is Florida State's year. And then the wheels start to come off a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the reasoning behind that. The most underrated teams in college football, I thought that this was even more fascinating than the most overrated teams in college football.
I just want to say right away.
Yeah.
Is there something that popped up to you in this group at all, first glance?
I mean, nothing. I thought Oregon State would be on the most underrated.
But
they were not there.
It's so many cats. Wildcats, Bearcats, Tigers, Wildcats, Cougars. It's just cats.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I was like, why the hell are there so many cat teams up here? Do we underestimate?
There's just a lot of cat mascots. The Wildcat, I believe, is the most popular mascot in college sports.
But the only cat.
Which a Wildcat, by the way, is not a vicious cat. We should have, like, I mean, Cougars are way more
the
vicious.
Only cat in the top 24 of the most.
In the forest and the bar.
Overrated. There you go. Are the Tigers of both Clemson and Auburn. Otherwise, but it's like all of the underrated cats are all in.
All right.
This group. It's weird.
Now we have that. Number one most underrated team in college football is Northwestern Wildcats. Number two is Cincinnati. Number three, TCU. Number four, Missouri. Number five, Kentucky. Obviously, these are not the blue blood programs that get that label stuck to them of being perennially in that top 15. Name recognition gets you in the top 15. And if you could look at both Cincinnati and TCU, those are bolstered by college football playoff runs where they literally came out of nowhere. And as you go from unranked to a top four team by the end of the year, that is going to skew your standing significantly. And Northwestern is always a team that nobody really gives a crack at being good at the beginning of the year, and they end up 9-4, 10-3 8-5, and at the bottom of that top 25 from unranked. The same can be said about both Missouri and Kentucky over the last handful of years with Eli Drinkwitz and Mark Stoops running the show there. Of out west flavor, Arizona is at number 7 on that list.
I was surprised there were few Pac-12 teams on here.
Fresno State is 21st. Colorado is 24th, which I don't understand. They had
one year. And in that year,
I guess they would have 2 years. They would have 2 years.
That's true.
Because they had one Mel Tucker year, and then they had, oh gosh.
Who was it?
The white dude that left after when 2014.
Oh, God dang it.
And then Washington State comes in at 24th as well. We had a tie for 24th of teams that just don't get enough love.
McIntyre.
Yeah.
God, I could not remember his name.
McIntyre. Yeah.
Who went
to Florida and had that shark incident.
Yeah.
And now I believe is that Central Michigan? I think it's Central Michigan.
I think it's
Mike McIntyre.
It's one of the directional Michigans.
Yeah. Yeah. He's playing for one of them trophies that was in the running in our hotly contested best rivalry trophies.
Indeed.
They got bounced early, though. But we do have a bunch of teams that we could see falling out of those graces. Or, look, we could see, by the way, you know, this is the problem in when you look at those overrated teams. The thing about them is they often will start pretty high, whether it's Texas, USC, Oregon, Oklahoma. They start really high, and one bad year skews you significantly in that. And
yeah.
Each of them have had those big hiccups.
The USC, again, had three top 10s where they did not finish in the top 25, and that'll pummel you.
Your five most overrated teams based on preseason to final rankings, according to Brett McMurphy of the Action Network and what he looked up over the last decade: Auburn, USC, Wisconsin, Texas A&M, and LSU. The underrated teams: Northwestern, Cincinnati, TCU, Missouri, and the Kentucky Wildcats.